listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome. You are listening to Viral Podcasting. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is show number 15. Hard to believe we've pretty much been doing this nonstop. Every time, podcasting is like picking up a branch in the forest and everything just flies out from underneath that branch. There's so much to it. You think, you just sit down, you record a show, you do a little mixing, a little editing, and then you put it up there and then you're a hit or you're going to succeed. Well, like most things in life, nothing is that simple. And someone who understands this extremely well, a good friend that I've met at a number of podcasting meetups and conferences, a guy by the name of Tyler Sheff. Tyler, welcome to Viral Podcasting.
Hey, Kerry, how are you today?
Doing great, doing great. So, hey, you started the Cash Flow Guys a little more than a year ago. You're really kind of crushing it. You've gotten 200,000 downloads since you started. I mean, you got to be thrilled with this.
I am. But here's the thing, Kerry. Nobody really, I haven't got a good feedback on what's acceptable and what's not. So I guess it rocks. We'll call it that.
Hey, look, Rob Walsh of Libsyn says that 50% of all podcasts get less than 200 downloads per episode. So you're in the top half and you're probably in the top 10%. And like the name implies, Cash Flow Guys, you make money off of this thing too, right?
Indirectly, we do. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you're using one of the models that I discuss in my book, Viral Podcasting, which is you got an existing business, and it could be brick and mortar, it could be consulting, I mean, it could be massage therapy, it doesn't matter. And you use your podcast to position you as an expert in the field. And that's pretty much what you've done, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So everybody has to start someplace, right? You had to start, you got this idea. Hey, I want to do a podcast. Where did that idea come from, Tyler?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I found out in my space in real estate, there is a lot of bad information out there, Kerry. I mean, just information that's shouldn't even be out there, shouldn't even be spread out there. A lot of misconceptions and falsehoods. And I decided that what I've done is I've done very well building my portfolio. I accomplished a lot in a very short period of time because I kept it simple. I basically just went out and made some mistakes until I got it right. And I thought, you know, there are people out there that are charging folks $100,000 to learn how to buy a $50,000 house. And I thought, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. If I can do this, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room by any means, if I can handle this, then I bet you most people probably could if they just had a roadmap. And that's really what Cashflow Guys podcast began as, and that's what it's evolved into as well.
Yeah. Hey, well, actually, you are one of the smarter guys in the room because you know that you don't know. I mean, this is so, so important in life that you recognize your limitations and you understand that you have to go to others and you have to get information and learn. And then what you're doing is you're passing it on, basically, which really makes you a real resource to your audience and to people who will become your audience.
I hope so. I mean, the plan here is we want to make it simple for people, or as simple as it can be, because at the end of the day, nothing has really changed in real estate investing. I mean, the same tactics and skill sets that worked 50 years ago, I hate to tell you, but they still work today. Mm-hmm. And we're not reinventing the wheel. It's simply we acquire an asset and we move on. And if we can knock the rough edges off and just simplify this, and more importantly, Kerry, it's educating our audience. You know, being in real estate, when I work with a buyer or a seller that's educated, especially if they're educated by me and they understand what to expect, it just makes my job so much easier.
Oh, God, yeah. Educated consumers are best customer. That was a slogan of a large retail chain at one point. So you want people to understand. And look, because if you're trying to sell them or get them into a home or whatever the case might be, buy a piece of property, if they don't have the requisite education, then there's going to be a fear element there. There's going to be resistance, and there's going to be a more difficult time communicating with them.
Absolutely correct.
So from podcasting, I mean, this is a journey, right? You do your first couple of shows and you say, oh my God, that was really a struggle, if you're like most. But hey, maybe your first couple of shows were easy. But your journey, have you felt yourself grow in a lot of areas that you weren't really expecting?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Carrie, and a lot of people tell me that they don't believe it when I say it, but I am an introvert. I'm not the type of guy you would see walk into a party or a room full of people and be comfortable. I was that guy that would rather be a wallflower.
Yeah.
So for me, podcasting was, you know, some people say I've got the face for podcasting. It's like, you know, because they don't have the video on, but reaching out and recording what I have to say and not worrying about it being perfect and then putting it out there, that was a challenge for me.
Hey, well, I totally can relate to what you're saying, because given my druthers, I would prefer to be an introvert myself. But in this world, you know, it's all about connecting. It's all about making relationships, and you can't really afford to be an introvert. It's counterproductive to your career. It's counterproductive to your personal development, and it's no doubt going to be counterproductive to your goals. So, and that means you suffered probably, Tyler, from what I did, which is like, gee, I just want to be like under the radar, low key. And now I'm actually putting myself out there. And what happened to you when you did that?
Well, you know, there's that initial feeling of sheer terror when you release those first couple of batch of episodes, and you're wondering, first of all, is anybody listening? Is anybody going to listen? And more importantly, what are they going to say when they listen? Am I, my phone going to ring off the hook and say, what is wrong with you, you freak? You know, what makes you so self-important that you can turn on a microphone and think people listen to you? I mean, I'm having all these thoughts running through my mind. And what I realized is, like, I launched the first episode. I remember sitting there on Libsyn and I kept hitting refresh.
So you're a little obsessive as well. Well,
that's a good thing. Okay, somebody listened. Oh, wait, that was my wife. Somebody else listened. That was the cat stepped on the keyboard, you know. And then I was watching it, and for the first day or so, nobody was listening. And I thought to myself, well, that kind of, I think I just wasted my time. And, you know, my wife looks at me because I just bought all this equipment, because I, you know, why keep it simple if I can go out and buy doodads for it? You know, why not go out and get thousands of dollars of equipment?
You're preaching to the choir here, brother. You're preaching to the choir. And you just keep hitting refresh. But nobody's listening. They don't love me. What the heck happened?
Exactly. And then it seemed like it started to drip in, and then it's as if somebody knocked the faucet off the pipe. Then it just went, it got unleaked and went crazy.
Hey, and obviously you love doing it. You didn't really think of the money when you started, but the money is starting to come, as you said, indirectly into your business as a result of you being perceived by the world through your podcast as an expert in your subject matter in real estate, in your particular niche of it. And this is just pursuing your passion and watching the benefits roll in.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
So,
you know, it's that feeling of being an introvert, Carrie. I'll be honest with you. Being an introvert, you're thinking, this is cool. I can network in my boxer shorts locked in my house where no one can find me. Here's the problem, though. When you start podcasting, you'll get attention. People will start to take notice.
Oh, God.
And then most recently this year, I went to PodFest, and I had fans from my show come to PodFest just to meet me. I was like, whoa, I wasn't ready for that.
Hey, well, you know, I've been doing it for 7 years. This is my seventh year. And when I go, I'm into mainly like resource investing, alternative investing. So when I go to conferences, people come up to me and say, oh, I listen to all of your shows. And it's humbling. And it's really like, you know, when you get emails and you've made an impact on somebody's life, a positive impact, either they didn't buy something they shouldn't have, or they bought something that was a good thing because they heard about it. I don't give advice. It's not my thing, but I educate as well. It's really humbling, and it really reinforces your sense of purpose, doesn't it?
That it does. It absolutely does. You know, I've had more calls of those life-changing calls. And I know that I'm putting out good content because I put a lot of time and effort into making sure that everything I put out is actionable and accurate. I'm very strict about who I have on my show for guests and that type of thing. But when I do get those calls, Carrie, which has lately been quite often, and people, I've had people, grown men on the tears on the phone that I've completely changed their life with listening to my show. And it's humbling. It gets me actually a little choked up thinking about it right now.
And I'll bet you never thought that you would have that kind of impact upon people's lives.
Never in a million years would I ever imagine that.
Hey, so, you know, your background's interesting. It's diverse. You're in the services, armed services. You worked for the NOAA for a while. And, you know, your whole life really has been about action, hasn't it, Tyler?
It has. It's about, I've never been one to sit by the sidelines and just kind of let things go on. I'm not the type of person that is not okay with the way things are going and then just willing to accept it. I'm not going to stand there and complain about things being lackluster. I'm going to take the action. I've always been that person. Yeah. And that continues to be.
You know, I was just reading an article about, it was a link I think I found on your site about this guy who is a former drill sergeant who built up $100 million a year brand called Grunt. And, you know, it really struck me that you go into the service, whatever your motivation is, doesn't matter, but you learn responsibility for yourself and for the people who count upon you. And you learn that there's more to the world than just you. And I think that's probably what you project in your podcast, which is, it's a beautiful thing.
I do. I like the idea of knowing that when I turn on the microphone, I have the ability to be a positive influence. You know, there's one thing that people say, oh, I want to be an influencer. That's great. And I think that's awesome. But I take a huge amount of responsibility in the message that I put out there. I want to make sure that the message that I deliver is, number one, clear, and that people can actually take action and gain something from it. It's, for me, it's not about self-promotion. I mean, the rush I get is knowing that I can literally change somebody's life with the content. I can bring the right guest on, the right format, the right questions to help people take themselves to the next level. That's been very important to me.
Hey, and that makes it worthwhile. And the monetary rewards follow. So if you were starting out today, Tyler, what would you do differently?
I would have bought a lot less equipment.
I would have bought more.
Yeah, recently, right? Yeah, exactly. I got this little thing from Tascam over at PodFest this year.
I know,
it's a little interface thing.
The little portable studio.
Yeah, right. It does a beautiful job. And I'm thinking, man, I've got thousands of dollars in equipment that this little tiny thing that goes for a couple $100 on their website does all of that. It's pretty amazing. So I overthought it a lot. I should have just got on there and let it roll. Uh-huh. But I was, I was very concerned about, I was trying to be a rock star in the first couple episodes, and I wound up trashing those episodes, and I just recorded myself just being me.
Yeah.
And I think that made a huge difference. That's what my audience says is one of the things they like is that I'm the same guy in person that you hear on the show. I'm no different.
Exactly. That's called authenticity, and lack of authenticity has killed more podcasts than you could ever imagine. But when you've got it, it's not something you have to try to be. It's who you are. And that's a great thing. So equipment, I started out with a Blue Snowball, and it was really like not up to the task of what I was trying to do. And then I got all the really good microphone. The microphone's the most important thing. It's your instrument. How good it is really, you could have one at a certain level. You spend $100. It's not going to be bad, but you spend $300-$400 and you can knock it out of the park. I like using the mixer because I can mess around with settings and stuff and up levels and all that, but not essential. And I use a gate compressor limiter. So like if I'm pounding on my keyboard, it'll filter it out. So, you won't hear it on the actual recording. But putting all of that nonsense aside, the fact is, it's the message, not the messenger. You got to have good production values, but they don't have to be studio quality. You can be 85-80% of studio quality. As Cliff Ravenscraft, who I consider a mentor, podcastanswerman.com, says, high production values won't get people to listen to you, but they will get people to come back again and again to listen to you. So don't get obsessed with the details of the toys and all that. Because, what difference does it make in the long run?
Absolutely. It's actually, Cliff is who taught me the initial mechanics of podcasting. I took his A to Z course, and right, that was huge. I actually have the equipment that I have is all the stuff that he recommended. I went a little overboard, though, on the board. I went up with like an 8-channel board, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Sure, we all do that. We all do it, but you can't substitute experience. And how many episodes have you done now, Tyler?
I think we're at episode 84 or 83 right now, something like that. Yeah,
You're a professional at this point.
Yeah.
You know, in that movie, The Messengers, I actually got a little bit part in it. They asked me, what was your most embarrassing moment podcasting? I said, my first 30 episodes.
I was in that movie too, as a matter of fact. I was down in Puerto Rico with them, but remember that.
It was great. So really, just one last thing, advice to an aspiring podcaster, someone who's thinking about getting into it, or somebody who's into it but hasn't fully committed because they're concerned about analytics, about downloads and all that, and they don't know, you know, you're not sure if you can do it. What's your parting advice for that person?
Push record and start talking. It's that simple. That's really what you need to focus on, is find the record button, push the record button, and let it just come out.
Hey, spoken like a true introvert, Tyler. Hey, exactly. Tyler, we want to find you. We want to connect with you on the web, listen to your show. Where's the best place to find you, Tyler?
Best place is cashflowguys.com.
All right, cashflowguys.com. Don't forget, check out my book. Even though Tyler doesn't know it, he's followed a lot of things in the book, never having read it. It's called Viral Podcasting, Proven Process to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Show. Email me at kl@carrylutz.com. Tyler, thank you so much for coming on. It's a real pleasure, and keep on podcasting.
Thanks, Kerry.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.